primo lighting. That's
you
all
might just be
see.
Sad because Greg's room is set up in such a way that the mood of the room takes on the character of Greg. He's got a smart room.
A smart room.
Shut up, Anthony.
the lights flash red.
Like I said, man, we should have been tipped off from the room.
Yeah. Hey, if I start cutting off at all, please just tell me because my mic's been acting a little funky.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm worried about that thing behind your head that's going after you.
The snake?
Yeah.
I froze it. It should last. It's a frozen snake. Cool. I used a frozen arrow. I shot a frozen arrow at it. You guys ready to go?
I've been ready since I was born, my friend.
I think I hit record, so we should be good.
No, you wait, didn't. Hit you don't have the privileges or the know-how.
You want to record?
Yeah.
You want to have the privilege as well, Anthony?
No, don't.
So you could edit the video.
We need a third backup for this recording.
No, he'll somehow figure out a way to unrecord it. Do not give him the record privileges or any privileges. Technologically speaking, give him all the privileges snack-wise and indulgences.
Yeah, somebody sent us pecans a while ago, but they went to Becky's office, so these things could be anywhere at the point.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I said that happened. There was a fan who sent us pecans, and he goes, "Where should I send these to?" Ah, fuck! I shouldn't have said it was Becky's office. Ah, man. Anyway, whatever. The guy seemed. Yeah, I'm sure everything's fine.
Well, I
that
never
got good,
my.
Man.
No, everything's not fine because I never got my cut of these nuts.
Nobody did. That's what I'm trying to say. Is nobody did. They went. That you know, he was like, "What's your address?" And No, I gave him my address. I call my place Becky's office, but that's my address. So,
I like that.
And I just never got around to giving you guys these pecans, but I never wanted to test them myself because if we couldn't group eat them, what's the point of pecans? You know what I mean?
They're just fucking pecans, man.
Yeah,
I'd like to say
a communal food, dude.
I'd like to say two things. I'd like to say two things here. One, should you want to send the Rad Dude Cast any type of gift, never feel obligated, but should you, I go through whoever you want, okay? You know, use whoever you want as your conduit. I would recommend if you want us to receive the gift or acknowledge you on air, do not use Anthony as your contact point. Greg is very adept at receiving packages. He's good at that. I am good at that.
Just send it to Becky.
Anthony will forget about it. And this is 12 years later, the first we've ever mentioned of a man who sent us pecans, a beautiful gift. Second of all, a Rad Dude Caster. I never say names, but a Rad Dude Cast fan sent me pictures of her boobs, and they were the best. So thank you. Great work. Keep that up.
Maybe send those to me too.
Send in to Becky.
Woo!
10%.
All right.
Who is making an echoing fucking like dropping a tambourine sound? Am I the only one that's hearing that?
I don't hear it.
That's Dan, man. Dan is the only one with sound capabilities.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Okay, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Greg had a big announcement.
So I got some news. I don't know. Anyway, so I'll just tell you about it. So I've been sending this, like, I have this company I've been working with for a while. They're, I thought it was a scam for a really long time. You just kind of like send them ideas. And I was doing it as a joke, right? And every now and again, like every like 6 months, they'll send me $50. You just send them it's like this consortium of ideas. And then they say they're going to like patent them for you, but then they don't. I don't know what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
So
what happened?
I've been sending them ideas. I haven't sent them one in years. Like, I was doing this for, like, when I was walking dogs.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they messaged me yesterday after 2 years, and they were like, "We want to move forward with B17. And I was like, "I don't know what B17 is." Now I got to go back to my files of all my ideas, right? And I'm going through. I'm like, B17, what's B17? What could it be? I don't know, right? Pull it out. It's pizza for breakfast. right? And so I call them. I get on the phone with them, and I go, hey, what's up? And they're like, pizza for breakfast. We think this is a great idea. We want to move forward. They're going to cut me a check for $11 million. I'm not even joking. I don't know why you guys are laughing. This is like the most serious I've ever been. They want to write, because I'm trying to make breakfast a pizza thing. I've been trying to do this for years. And so they're going to send me a check. And then halfway through it, I just tweeted it out. I was about to make a ton of money, y'all. I like, fuck you, Marco from Eastville. Fuck you. Like, I just started saying, fuck you to all the bookers, you know, like, fuck.
Get them
fuck
haters.
You. Yeah, all the haters, right? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One guy tweets, pizza for breakfast has been done. They're called bagel bites, right? I tried to delete. I was like, I messaged a guy, I'm like, delete this tweet, delete this tweet. Right?
You could have bribed him with some of that new money you got.
It's not they there pulled. Yet. It's not
they
there
pulled.
Yet.
They pulled it. Okay.
No one searched it. No one looked. So now I'm sitting here post $11 million Greg sending apology letters all day. That's what I have to do. So that's why I'm depressed.
Oh, God. So wait.
And that
so,
was good. B17 was good, man. Now let me ask you, can I ask a few details if you still have the file there in front of you?
Yeah, it's got it here.
Was your pizza for breakfast a separate idea from, because I do remember you having two ideas. You had so for those of you just listening to the audio, Greg has used his background, is replacing his background with the Rad Dudecast as he holds up some sort of book. It's interpreting that as the green screen, and just Greg's face is hiding behind the Rad Dudecast. Now, was this a separate plan from, I know, because back, I do remember this, back when you were walking dogs years ago, you had B17 and B17B. B17 was pizza for breakfast, and then you had breakfast pizza, where you had pizza for breakfast was just your standard pepperoni pizza or whatever pizza may have you. You'd eat it for breakfast. But then you also had a breakfast-style pizza with, like, sausage and eggs on the actual pizza. Which one was were they interested in?
Pizza for breakfast, any kind of pizza for breakfast. So we were going to get into pizza bagels. We were going to get into eggs on pizza. We were going to get into everything. We were just going to hit the whole thing.
You're not listening. Now that's two separate things. You're talking
No, it's
pizza?
One company that
pizza
covers all breakfast.
Oh, I see.
It covers everything. And, of course, then we were going to roll out into pasta for dessert, which was going to be rigatoni's and whipped cream. But they weren't too keen on that. But, you know, I was trying to get my extra money where I could.
Now, can I ask you this, man?
Yeah, man.
Were you trying to get – is pizza for breakfast, was that going to be its own entity, or was that going to join hands with an already successful franchise?
No, I was just really high, and I just sent them, I don't know, pizza for breakfast. And I just sent it thinking nothing would happen. Then 5 years later, I get a phone call and a check that I have to now bring back to the bank.
For $11
million. For $11 million.
Did you buy? So you went, and how long did you, in your head, have $11 million?
My whole life. The moment I got it, I said, this is how it's always been. Right. And I bought this Rad Dudecast background. That cost me like $10
million. That's got me at least.
Huge. All of my things. Now, that's all I wanted to really talk about here. So stupid. So stupid.
Now
that's
let me.
About. You guys can do whatever you want to do now.
Can I ask you?
You just wanted to do pizza for breakfast, and then you
want to
tell
you
about podcast.
I was upset about. I want to go home now. I'm sad. I want to go
we've
back
got
to
a. We've got a big. You are at home, by the way, but we do have a big game coming your way. But first, I wanted to get a little serious interview questions with Greg and Anthony as well.
Hey, I'm a the Pope. Sorry.
I'm hearing thunder outside. I'm very much enjoying it. All podcasts should be done during a thunderstorm. Did you guys hear thunder in Astoria? Has it reached there yet?
Oh, storm and lightning over here, man. No questions asked from the storm.
Thank God the Pope is here.
Oh, hey. I'm the Pope. What do you want from me, man? Get away.
During these trying times, it's so great to have the Pope.
For our audio only listeners, Greg has just taken his beanie and sort of pulled it up a little higher. Does not really resemble the Pope's hat in any way, but just enough that he can pull off a Pope character. What do you think would happen if the Pope came out one day to give his talk at St. Peter's Square or wherever he does his that sermon to all the people now, not yeah. so much now with the coronavirus, and just had a Greg style mustache? Do you think the Pope's handlers would be like, hey man, you can't, no, the Pope doesn't have a mustache, or is that allowed?
The Pope's allowed to have a mustache. Sorry.
No, Greg, you could feel this one. Go ahead, man.
Well, I'll tell you, as the Pope, I had to run out of Vatican City because everybody's so mad at a God, you know? They say, hey, a God, why are you giving the coronavirus? And I say, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just a Pope. I just listen to what I say. And they said, tear it down. Bring the White House, that is also the church, to the floor and burn them all the day. And so I ran away here to Queens.
Now,
Pope. That's kind of fun, man. A show called Undercover Pope.
Here I am in San Francisco.
What have you been doing? You've been laying low as the Pope.
Like,
yes, I had to hide out here in San Francisco because, like I say, all the people come. They say, oh, why? Why the corona do you give it to us, Jesus? And I say, I don't know. He won't answer my call either. So I came to San Fran with the gay people, you know, to have a party with the gay people and see what that is like. You know? A Pope's going wild. What?
What's it like so far?
So good. You know, I have a butt sex with a boy and when I was sketchy, and then I have a butt sex with a girl. They let you do everything in San Francisco and they have churros. Everything you want. The Pope don't live like this, you know?
Yeah, man. So do you think that, you know, because like Amish people, they go on Rumspringa and then a lot of them won't return back. Do you think you'll return back to Vatican City and being the Pope, or are you just going to keep hanging out in San Francisco?
Hard to say. I have 6 scuba lessons tomorrow. Maybe after the scuba lessons, maybe I'll think of returning, but oh, who knows what the sea. They say the sea can change you.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I'm dead at sea, party with me. Everything's better. Pope's underwater, that's with me. If you guys want to get back to the regular podcast, I can.
I don't.
I do not. I would like to continue to interview the Pope on the run.
Pope now, on the run.
I can't wait for the other places he shows up. It's like Carmen Sandiego.
Yes, are any of the sort of Vatican type big wigs, you know, the guys who pull the strings behind the strings, are they trying to track you down, get you back, get you out of San Fran having this blast?
Yes, they send after me the Avengers, but as you can see, I have defeated them. There's Hulk feet and Wolverine feet. You know, I defeat them because using my Pope powers, which people don't know, it's just persuasion through sensuality.
Wow. Man. So who is in, if you're, you know, is there a like a stunt Pope of sorts that's at St. Peter's giving a mass and, you know, sending out messages and things like that? Or is the position vacant?
The position is still my position, and it's the same position I have, I'm in space.
Oh, the Pope has moved to space.
I had to take a rocket ship to space to get away from the critics and the Jewish people and the Indian people that don't do Jesus. Yeah, I want my head. Space, you know? Okay.
Yes, you're in space. This is very exciting. What about the, you're up there in space. Now, I don't know, imagine you've experienced zero gravity before. Are you concerned at all with canceling whether or not you will get your deposit back on the scuba lessons?
Oh, very good question. I will be back very quick. I will not miss this scuba lesson. But what I am afraid about missing is my stimulus check. As they have sent it to the Vatican, And I had to make sure none of these greasy little priests try to cash it, you know? That's my money. That's my money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
That's the word. I'm trying to do it. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. I got to get to this breakfast chimichanga. It's getting cold. San quick Fran, question. Baby.
Oh, quick question, yeah. Pope. Boondock Saints, okay? Love that movie. Was that an accurate representation of Catholic hitmen?
Oh, you mean the people we pay? To
yes.
The out people?
Yes.
No, they look a little different, you know? We make them run. They look like, we dress them like Jesus. So if you ever see a man running behind you, you know, with only in his underwear and a nail, that's a me. That's the game from me. That's why I need to get this stimulus check, because I got to take some of these cocksuckers out. Not the real cocksuckers. They are my friends now here in San Francisco. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Okay, boys.
All right, man.
Okay.
Pope on the run.
Man, what a treat. We've never had the Pope actually visit us in studio. Or, well, I mean, he wasn't in studio, but that was a treat. And, boy, thank God he wasn't here for yesterday's episode where we really denigrated his whole institution. I'd like to say, now that I've met him, I take back everything I've said.
Yeah. I walked out in protest, but what I heard actually sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, man. Such a worldly guy.
Yeah. It's good to hear he's learning.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. He travels so quickly. That's the one thing that I noticed.
Yeah, nothing travels.
The snap of a finger, he's in outer space. And next thing you know, he's back in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. The power of Christ, I guess.
Yeah. It compels you pretty quick. The power of Christ is like a... Oh, can I ask you guys a question? This is more of a Brendan question, Anthony. But, you know, feel free.
Sure.
Yeah. Go do what you got to do. Real quick, Brendan. And I asked this question.
I'm going to interrupt you for one second.
Yeah, of course.
And
I got nothing really to say.
A lot of times on a podcast, when one guy says, I have a question for you, Brendan, the other guy doesn't fucking leave. You know what I mean? Like on a standard podcast, you don't say, hey, I got a question. It's mainly for Brendan. The third host doesn't just leave. Anthony has left.
Completely left the room.
Completely left the room. Ah, good. Time for a break. But anyway, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, he's probably trying to get a quick one in with Julia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we waited for you to get back.
I thought it'd be funny to just leave.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah.
It was funny, all right. Greg said you were trying to get a quick one in with Julia.
No.
Did I?
I'm fast, but I ain't that bad.
I ever tell you that sketch I tried to write about The Flash where every time everyone was always going through their powers and they're like, Batman has got a lot of things, you know, Superman, super strong, can fly, and The Flash is quick. And he goes, yeah, but not quick in bed, okay? I just want everyone to know that I'm totally normal in bed. A lot of people say, but, you know. That's really as much as I got. That he'd be really overcut.
My tongue's quick, but I don't come quick. Okay,
I got
quick skills in the bedroom. Yeah, you're gonna love it. Okay, I'm behind you. I'm in front of you. You didn't even know, but I don't come quick. Okay?
But I don't. I can last long as you need.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, Michelle didn't like it.
You didn't pitch that at the break.
Did I not?
No, I don't think so.
I imagine she didn't like it.
You're right about that.
Now, does anyone else have anything prepared? Because I won't stop talking unless someone goes.
You had a question for me.
Yeah. Okay. I asked this yesterday on another podcast, but I thought it'd be best to be brought here.
Smart.
Well, because you know, you do this and you go, why am I asking these guys? I got my own friends that I want to ask. If we were to try to slingshot Earth through space,
yes,
right? So we build some bungee cords and try to attach them to planets and we pull back, does that pull the planets back or do the planets stay there? And then, you know what I mean?
Well, okay. Let me start by saying I have absolutely no expertise that would allow me to answer this question.
What?
Let me start by saying that.
Scientist.
But
what podcast were you on where you posed this question?
Science First, A New Look. You ever heard of it?
But I could answer. But this is what I would answer,
Brendan,
you.
Go ahead.
First of all, just by the, you know, your normal slingshot, right? Assuming a normal slingshot, the
water
posts, balloon. The posts are fixed, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what are they fixed on? To Earth.
Exactly. So you would need to utilize planets significantly heavier in mass than Earth, right? This is assuming you could come up with a material strong enough and big enough and long enough. You would need to use, Jupiter. You would need to use Jupiter. And what are the order of the planets?
You're going through with this.
A chain.
What are the order of the planets by mass, Dan?
Jupiter, Mars. Yeah,
no,
easy. Titan.
Jupiter, then Saturn.
Titan.
You just keep saying Titan.
Titan's
a moon of a planet.
Titan's a moon. So
Titan. It's a Titan.
Man, so you're saying it like a little kid who just learned a new word.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brendan, keep going with this 4-point.
Well,
plan.
So what you would need to do is you would need to tether this material you've somehow, this ultra strength material.
Chains.
You repeatedly are proposing chains. You're going to need something stronger than chains.
Metal chains, aluminum, aluminium.
Okay.
Well, we're having a conversation.
You're going to need to tether these to something greater than greater than the mass of Earth, right? So it's going to have to be. Greg's got no sound. I can't answer this till it's sound.
You're going to have to use like Rosie O'Donnell. Boom.
That's like an old school Donald Trump joke. Didn't he have a feud with Rosie O'Donnell for some reason?
I think he did, man.
That's what a crazy land we live in. Where we have a president who had a feud with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, exactly. Usually you're going up against, you know, other leaders, this or that, not just like, yeah, he's currently enrolled in a vicious battle with a daytime talk show host.
Yeah. Dan, what are the people talking to me, right? No, yeah. we pause. Now, Dan, what are the biggest planets?
By size or mass?
Mass.
Planets.
Titan's a fucking moon, Greg.
What's a moon? A planet.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Maybe.
Nobody knows enough to answer anything.
I do. I'm giving you the answer. Clear cut as day.
Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus,
it's
Earth.
Like I fucking nailed it. Jupiter and Saturn. Yeah. So you're going to have to affix your poles, Greg, to Jupiter and Saturn. Now, are you listening?
Yeah,
you don't look like you're listening. Go ahead, question.
Now, does Saturn get by? Do they count the rings, or is it just the planet?
The rings would not be the mass of the planet, no.
All right.
Now, you're going to run into several issues, and this is before we even get to the actual pulling of the sling back. but how are you going to attach these chains to Jupiter and Saturn?
How am I going to fix them?
Yes.
giant metal poles that go to the center of the Earth, the Earth's core.
So the center of, they're going to have to go to the center of Saturn and the center of Jupiter's core. I would say to handle the mass of the Earth, they're going to have to be massive. You've got the problem of how do you pull back the slingshot as
rockets?
You're going to need extraordinarily powerful rockets to pull Earth out of its orbit Frankly, I don't think you alone can do it, but I'm with you.
I think it was a stupid question.
Brendan just spent so long answering it, and that's your answer to his thoughtful. You know how hard that was for him.
Because
you stopped paying attention at one point.
Yeah, well, because I had other things to do, and I was like, all right, how do I get this shit done? Here's what I'll do. I'll ask a really complicated question.
Oh, okay.
You guys hold the podcast for 10 minutes. I just did my taxes.
Oh, great.
That's what you do, right? I know my ways to distract people. But I think Anthony was right. And by Anthony, I mean Brendan. I meant to say Brendan.
Frankly, I'd say it's impossible.
I think so, too.
It's impossible. Now, there is such a thing as a solar sail, I believe. I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember what they use them for.
That's fun.
That's when they sell off the sun. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh, the solar sail.
Yeah.
My light.
A solar sail. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's fun.
You know, these snake oil salesmen, they're trying to sell parts of the sun to people in cold climates in the States.
In a glass jar.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I don't think it's going to work personally, but whatever.
Now.
Anyway,
I get it. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's an idea for creating power or doing something. I don't know.
Oh,
no, he's right. It's a giant sheet like a sail that has solar panels in it, and it pushes space boats across. You ever see Space Pirates?
No.
That was a question for everybody. You never saw Space Pirates? You never saw Space Pirates, Brendan?
I mean, is there Space Pirates?
The movie?
Yeah. Is there a movie called Space Pirates? No, then no, I did not see it.
What did I do that I made everybody mad?
What? Well, you asked me a question about slingshotting the earth, and then you ignored me and did your taxes.
I'm normally on your side, but I got to go with Brendan on this one.
I actually think Brendan.
A wild, unprecedented move by you.
No, that was a great answer, but my headphones died halfway through and I had to change.
I tried to come up with a thoughtful answer to a fucking dumb question, and you stonewalled me. You stonewalled me by answering my answer by going, that was a dumb question. Well, you asked it. You fucking asked it.
Yeah, you have to be self-aware sometimes.
You know what? Yeah, but you implied, like, man, to be someone who would try to answer it, man, you got to be really dumb.
This is a question that is almost inanswerable. So what I'll do is I'll ask it, so when people are saying it, I'm gonna get a long answer, and then I can get my taxes done.
Right. Because you've got so many appointments outside of the podcast.
I am jammed.
You gotta be jammed.
Well, I had to change my taxes because it is pizza bagel debauchery.
True. That makes sense.
That was all on my money. That was all on my thing, you know? So I'm sorry if I offended anybody. I'm going to go.
You did not offend me. Now, Anthony has a segment that I've been excited to hear about, learn about, educate myself. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just have to bring it up on my phone.
Don't lambast us. I got this new app that gives me one new word every day.
A word of the day app.
Yeah, today's lambast.
You should listen to Brendan's podcast. It'll teach you words.
That's what I'm trying to do it for. Not for Greg Warren, the other Greg.
All right. So this is a game. It's called...
No, I like Greg Warren. I made a joke about him, but I wanted to...
Fine. He doesn't care.
All right. So this game is... do you guys know Family Feud?
I love Family Feud.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool. And you know the pretty much the schematics of Family Feud, right?
Sure. 100 people were asked a question.
Yes, they were. And you know, I don't have access to 100 people. I only have access to myself and Julia in the apartment. So this is Anthony Feud, and it is based on a.
It's a really good idea.
Two-person sample size. So first of all,
this is a really great idea.
Okay, good. Oh, thanks.
I'm very excited.
Let's meet the contestants, Brendan Ayer. So I understand you're from Ohio. What's up with that?
Oh, I'm from Cleveland Heights, Ohio. You know, the city of trees, they call it. There's a lot of trees around there.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I enjoyed growing up there. Very diverse place. Wonderful place to grow up, raise a family. I recommend it. Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me on Anthony's Feud.
No problem, man. Thanks so much for doing it. Greg, I understand that you you like to smoke weed from time to time.
Nope.
There, you heard it there first. He doesn't.
No, man, I'm clean, dude. What are you, a cop? Is this all a setup? This guy's a cop. So the whole game show.
No, I'm not a cop, man. Easy.
I tell you right now, I'm not doing a fucking cop show.
No cop shows.
Cop show.
You gotta tell me if you're a cop.
Yeah, you gotta tell us if you're a cop.
I know that. I know that. I'm not a cop. Fine, I'll tell you.
You gotta tell us if you're a cop, if you're the Pope, or if you're a virgin. Those are the rules.
Yeah, three rules we live by.
All right. I'm not a cop. I'm not the Pope. And you guys damn no fojo. I ain't no virgin.
All right. We'll move forward then. I'm ready to move forward.
All right. So you know how Family Feud works. I think there's a buzzer. Is there a buzzer?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, what happens is, God forbid I should explain your own game to you. There's the lightning round where the two families go up, and
yes,
then whoever gets it first, the whole round goes to their family for answer.
Wow.
But since it's just me and Greg without our families, maybe we do a buzzer every time. I don't know. You decide amongst yourself, Anthony.
I don't know. It's your fucking game, dummy. Could have thought of this before.
Yeah. So why don't we do? I like this lightning round idea. Then you go back to your families.
Yeah, I like it.
But you'll have to explain why your families aren't there, obviously.
Right.
Okay, so we'll do the lightning round first. Okay, go. Come to the podium, both of you. Great, great. Yeah, play some music, Haroom. Some, like, game show music.
That's not Haroom. That's happening on Greg's end. There's some weird, like, tambourine sound that's timpani.
All right, let me take. If I hit mute, it should stop. Did it stop?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, it's not constant. It happens when you move. I don't know what it is. Yes, that. Are you guys hearing that or just me?
No, you're.
That. Yes,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my $20 speaker holder, which isn't good. I'll stop touching it.
No, it's no big deal.
Give me my tambourine.
How did you get a tambourine? I've been in your house. This is what you spent all your money on?
Incredible.
A tambourine? This motherfucker is going on non-essential errands.
I don't know, boys. It might be my tambourine.
Do you have that just for the COVID workers? Just for essential workers? You go out at 7? How did you get a goddamn tambourine in this climate? That's crazy.
I've had it for years.
The build-up.
This guy for years. Oh man! All right. Anyway, so this is a lightning round. Okay. So this question, when we'll go to the board. What does Anthony think Kim Jong-un probably smells like?
Buzz.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Like overly flowery, like nice flowers, but too much.
Oh,
Buzz.
Well, let's go. We have to go to the board and see.
Whoa. Oh, you don't go one for one?
I don't think so.
All right,
it depends how high on the board I get. If I go up three, you get to up me.
Right.
Okay.
What board is he looking at? There's no way he prepared a board.
So no idea. It's off to the side.
Oh, whoa! Wow. What? Yeah. You actually prepared a board?
What?
That's not a board. That was just your Post-it notes.
Wall. Yeah, that's a picture of a wall
for the things you have to get done. Don't lie. Yeah. You're not lying. Doesn't look good on you. It's like a skinny dress on a fat pig. an actual pig, not a woman. We don't slut shame.
We don't slut shame. Number one anti-slut shaming. Center tits.
So you said overly flowery, kind of.
Like, yes, like a flowery, a pungent flower aroma, but he's gone too far.
He's looking at nothing. Fall for effect.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Stupid effect. Stupid friend. Stupid fella.
What does it say? It doesn't say it on the board.
Damn.
You gotta do this.
Damn.
Harumi, hit him with an X. Nice. Perfect.
We gotta get this guy more sound effects.
That's good though. That you get it's you know, you get it. All right, Greg, for the steal. I'm not sure if they do a steal.
No, I'm coming
they
to me now. I gotta
it
see
is.
If I can
it's
get on
the
board.
The steal. It's
oh
for
yeah,
the steal.
You get on the board. What does Anthony think Kim Jong-un probably smells like?
Anthony, show me a mouse's cheese. You can't see. He doesn't have glasses. He has his glasses. You need new glasses.
They're small in small print.
Doesn't matter if there's glasses. There's no board. He's looking at a wall.
Let's show me a mouse's cheese. Nope.
Okay. There we go.
Nice, nice. That's perfect.
But now
what happens?
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
Can I suggest something here?
Yeah.
Because you seem to have not thought your fucking game through.
No, I have the answers here. I have them.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Just notice he showed us a phone, not a board.
Yeah.
Well, they're beamed up to the board.
Which what is just you? A wood. Just a wall. Sorry.
Now there's a bunch of wires behind. It's a light-up board.
What if you, before revealing your answer, took into account both Greg and I's answer and decided which one
Closer?
No, which one, now that you've heard it, think might be plausible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. That's just going to help Brendan's answer. Because yeah. I was saying, what is Anthony going to think?
Oh, I see.
Not what a human
would think.
Well,
then you're right.
Think.
That's not fair. Yes, that's not fair. Well, okay, Anthony, just reveal your fucking answer and on to the next question.
Or do we go again? Do we try again?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it back to Brennan?
You get three X's on Family Feud.
Okay. Dumplings.
Show me dumplings. No. Close, though. It says close.
Don't say close when before Greg gets to go. Don't say close.
All right. I'm learning.
Steve Harvey never said that. Hey, I'm learning. Relax, guys. I don't know. Whoever. Who cares? I want to say human skin.
Show me human skin. Nope.
Like a soup, sort of like in a soupy with onions, an oniony soup.
Show me soupy, and oniony soup. No.
All right, I guess I'll try. Malignant.
Show me. I guess I'll try. Malignant.
What do you mean you guess you'll try? You have to say what I said. Why do you have to talk to that guy? Why can't I talk to that guy? I'm the one answering. Why do I got to tell you the answer and then you got to talk to the board guy? Why is he just listening to me? Why is this middleman? We should talk to Steve Harvey about that.
Yeah, this is good. We've exposed some real weaknesses in the actual show.
You got a guy on the budget. They don't need to pay
that
guy.
I can't talk to the guy? That's
Let
crazy.
Me talk to the guy.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. That's ridiculous. It's not up there, though.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is the point in the show where I normally they go, let's see what was up there, right?
What was up there?
Okay, let's see. Pickles. Ow, pickles was one. Cool Water or any cologne from eighth grade was another one.
Oh,
that's pretty good. I could have said that.
Hold on. Protest. Overly flowery. Yeah. I think fits cologne.
No.
Eighth grade level cologne. Yes.
I was thinking that too, man. But yeah, how can we talk to the judges?
No, overly flowery is not a cologne.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So I wanted to go to the judges on that at the end of this.
The judges seem to be fixed.
Hold on.
Now where's he looking? Now he's just looking out the window.
The judges.
Oh.
Yeah, you're good, man. So you got one somehow.
Yes, one. So excellent.
Your family. And then the last one, Dennis Rodman's mouth.
Nice.
All right, Brendan. So where are the heirs?
Oh, man, you don't want to know. You do not want to know. You know how this coronavirus is sweeping the planet?
Yes.
And I don't want to bring things down. I don't want to take things to a morbid turn. But my dad rented a mega yacht and outfitted it for 4 months. And took the rest of my family out to sea to live in luxury.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Did not take me.
Man.
Ooh.
So I guess if you win the money, you're not going to be sharing it with them, huh?
No, I won't. You well, win I'll money? Be.
Yeah,
it's your
yeah,
show. Win. I'm guessing no.
Yeah, it's your fucking show.
All right. Well, I think you'll win money for this show. So I wouldn't give it to them after what they've pulled.
Well, I'd like to use it to rent a helicopter to get out to that mega yacht. I think they just made a mistake, sort of Home Alone style.
Oh,
you know?
True. That's true. How many? Probably, you have a lot of siblings?
Just two, but they probably counted the neighbor kid like that happened on the way to the airport
right.
Home Alone.
Yeah. That, very possible they counted another 35-year-old man.
Can I do a quick aside? Can I do a quick aside about
yeah,
that?
For sure.
Yeah.
True story, Christmas, 97. I don't know. It was like 12 or 13. My mom looks at the dinner table and goes, I guess we set an extra plate, takes the plate away, get rid of a chair. Halfway through dinner, I come out of the bathroom and they go.
Oh, my God. Greg.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Like, Greg, we forgot about Greg.
Jesus, man.
He's just sitting in the bathroom and no one recognized I wasn't there.
Before people meet you for the first time, you should tell them this story so that it explains your whole personality.
Home Alone was like 10 kids. I'm doing. I have two siblings.
I know. I mean, that's nuts, man. That's
no, just... my grandparents were also there, so they are more people. I don't know if that's more people to forget me or.
That's not a viable excuse at all. They're,
well,
crazy.
And it's nuts on several levels because it's like, A, you got forgotten, which is terrible. B, it was Christmas dinner and you were like,
yeah.
I'm going to take just a super long dump. You know,
yeah,
I, looks like dinner's almost ready. I'm going to take a dump for about half an hour and just they can fucking wait.
Before iPhones. This is before iPhones. I was just in there thinking.
Yeah. Remember that you used to have to bring a magazine into the shitter.
Yeah. I would just go with my thoughts. And I would sit there and I'd come out and all of the good food was eaten. So my grandmother was like, oh, maybe we could make him something. You know, like there was a little bit of turkey, but like the sides were mostly gone. It was like a nightmare.
Oh, man.
I was too dumb to realize that my feelings should have been hurt. But I realized that everyone was overreacting. They're like, oh, Greg, it's okay. It's okay, Greg. And I was like, they're acting like I should be more sad. And as I got older, I got more sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my one. Back to your show, Anthony.
That was great, though, man. That was a great way to meet your family.
So, yeah, they forgot to come.
Yeah.
I told them.
Yeah, man. Is that really how Family Feud should go? The one person shows up and it's like, yeah. I hate my family. You know what I mean? Just thinking about that. All right. So this is the next question. This we're out of the lightning round. Now we're on the normal round. So Brendan won that round. So he gets to go first, I believe. What are some methods Anthony uses to time 2 minutes when brushing his teeth?
Oh, I would say knowing Anthony, timing 2 minutes brushing your teeth? I would say most likely you have a song that you have invented that some sort of goes some sort of like brush, brush, brush on the left bottom, brush, brush, brush on the left bottom. Now we move up to the left top part and we brush, brush, brush on the left top part. Move to the middle. You get your middle teeth. You get your middle teeth, then you move to the right. Brush, brush, brush on the upper right, and then we move down, boys, moving down. And you brush, brush, brush. Is it something of that form?
Oh, man. All
get
right.
The tambourine.
Show me. Anthony has a song. Yeah. Yeah. The two people said yes.
What's the song?
What?
What's the song?
Basically that. I mean verbatim, to be honest. All right, but we're still got a couple more guesses left. Greg, what do you got?
Well, I would argue that, well, two things. One, I'd like to say that if both people said that, and literally there's no other one in the question, no matter what I say,
they're all both of us, we've agreed on them.
What?
These are all things that I know I do and Julia knows I do. So they're all two people.
Yeah, so that means me to answer, no one would agree. There was no one.
He might have multiple methods, I think, is what he
Yeah, I have.
Well, I would argue that Anthony doesn't brush his teeth.
Whoa, okay.
But I don't want to do my answer.
Take a look at these guys.
Yeah, yellower than the McDonald's arches.
All right.
Show me the McDonald's arches.
Show me yellower than the McDonald's arches. Not up there.
Yeah, I didn't want to do my answer. You said it. You took it.
All right, back to Brendan.
I would say one method is you brush your teeth until Julia tells you to stop brushing your teeth.
That's a
could
great
be days. Could be hours. One time he brought one on a plane.
Yeah.
The pilot was like, stop. And he was like, only when Julia says.
Yeah.
That is a great guess. Show me until Julia says stop brushing your teeth. That's not up there.
Damn. Damn.
Now, at any point, you can talk with your family. I know they're not there, but you can call them on the phone or something like that.
Well, it's Greg's turn now. It's Greg's turn.
I know.
Turn.
I'm just saying this for future reference.
I'd like to also re-bring up how Family Feud works. They ask people in the crowd, and they say, what do you think of this question? They give an answer. And if 100 people give that answer, then that's the number one. But sometimes three people, other people, say something else. So, again, if both people in the amount of people asked said some crazy ass song, no matter what I say, will be zero.
But I'm saying they're all two.
What?
No, they're but all two. They're all two. It's all it's there's multiple methods. But so, I'd like to do an aside. I'd like to ask you this, Greg, because me and my dad got into a fight about this because he's a big Steve Harvey Family Feud guy. I told him, they're making this up. I said, it's way easier from a production standpoint. Just make it up. Who cares? You think there's someone out there in a mall asking 100 people for every question that's ever been done on Family Feud? That's ridiculous. Just make it up. Do you think it's made up or you think it's real?
We would know more people that have been asked the questions.
That have been asked the questions. Like,
I was in a mall once. They asked me. You know what I mean?
Do you know how many questions there have been on Family Feud over the 30 years it's been on TV? And I know no one that's been asked.
Obviously, neither one of you guys filled out your census.
Yeah. The census says, how many people live in this house? What do you do with peanut butter and jelly? Peanut butter first or jelly first? Who's got the biggest pussy in Hollywood?
Yeah.
He probably likes dirty ones.
Yeah. You
know? Where's, that?
Where's a room in the house other than the bedroom that things might get a little freaky?
Do they?
What? Census?
If they let him ask the questions, it would be like, Show me what's wrong with millennials.
Yeah. Do they ever do Family Rude where they're ever like, show me your mom's a bitch? That's Family Rude.
That's funny.
So what's my question?
Kind of forgot.
It was, how does Anthony ensure he brushes his teeth for 2 minutes? Already on the board for two people agreed he's got a made-up song. Not on the board is he doesn't brush his teeth. Or until Julia tells him to stop.
I'd say he doesn't time it.
Show me he doesn't time it. No. Sorry.
All right. Well, let's go to the next question. This is stupid.
So you have one more guess each. Brendan, you get to go
again.
Seems
to be just making things up.
That's how Family Feud works. You get three.
Now, answer me this.
Yeah, you
have to the family. Anthony. Are there two more answers in your phone?
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Okay, I do love that the contestants really have to figure out how legit the game is when playing. They have to go, how much of this did you write?
Okay.
I wrote all of it.
One
the structure, I didn't have a firm grasp on that.
One Anthony-style bing-bong fucking method I might see you using is you brush your teeth with hot water, turn on the hot, start brushing your teeth, and only stop when it becomes scalding.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
I've never done that, but I could try that.
Yeah, show me brushes with hot water until it becomes scalding, and that's how he gauges time.
Now he's squinting, just at his fucking wall.
Squinting at his imagination. Yeah. There's nothing on the wall.
No, it's in his phone.
it's not up there. It's not on the board.
Yeah.
Great guess,
Greg, for the steal and the win.
Yeah.
Because I've got to host this sack of shit.
It's until he comes. Because at the same time, he's also masturbating. So he brushes. He does a two-hand, one-man band situation. You know? Man,
this is a great
simple
guess.
With his knees.
These are great guesses. Show me he's masturbating at the same time. So until he comes.
Come on, give me something for this. He's looking at something that's not his phone. So what does that mean? It's just dead air.
So it's not, fuck me. It's not up there.
Yeah.
How do you brush your teeth for 2 minutes?
Let me unlock my phone.
Great. Great, because I could see how it would be so impossible to memorize the three ways that you brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
Or to leave your phone unlocked for the game show you're doing that's based on your phone.
And then the battery dies. Okay.
Still look it up. To unlock his phone and then just start looking up. Why let the world know that?
Yeah. All right, one, he counts in his head. Wow. Two, He used to have a Quip toothbrush, which measures out the time for you, but the bristles weren't hard enough for his liking, so he keeps the Quip toothbrush in his hand, and then he brushes with another brush, which has harder bristles.
Yep, should have got that one.
I did know you got a Quip, though. I didn't know that. I should have guessed it.
So, Brendan...
So, the Quip doesn't have strong enough bristles?
I don't think so.
You're not supposed to go hard on your teeth, man.
Yeah, it's debatable.
No. No, it's not. 5 out of 5 dentists say go easy on your teeth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because then you lose the
show
enamel.
Me.
Don't show you. I'm telling you.
That's not part of the show. You never even asked the question.
I'm giving you real, real information.
It doesn't say.
I only listen to the board. If the board doesn't say it, I can't do it. Board, how hard should I brush my teeth? Show me. And it goes, nah, as hard as you want, Anthony.
That's
like a weird mental illness.
That's a fun move if you're in like a job interview and everything goes perfectly. And the guy's like, well, the job's yours if you want it. And you just look to a blank wall and go, show me, should I take the job? And just stare for a while.
Sorry, your board's broken. Can't do it.
Yeah. All right, Anthony. Moving on.
I wrote nine family. Questions, but we'll nine. Just do one more.
Nine. Great. Nine. This thing really moves around. This thing really fast-paced action on this program.
I hope it gets on slow TV. That's what I'm aiming for. Norwegian slow TV.
Is this the free episode?
Huh?
This is the free episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Real quick, everyone, sign up for our Patreon. Three extra episodes a week. They're all this good. $5, $10, $15 slots. It really helps us out. I'm able to eat because you people are doing it. Thank you so much.
That's actually
yes,
true.
Patreon.com/raddudecast. Thank you all who have done
why
it.
Why do you
so
add?
Far.
I did it perfect.
You didn't do the you didn't do the website. Plus,
they can't click on words.
You double up on them, Greg. Why are you doing this to me? A double up ad and you're fucking rimming me on it?
You go
Jesus
rim them, dude.
Christ. You double up. Everyone knows that. You double up the big
yeah,
bang.
Double up, man. I wear two the pairs left, of underwear anytime I feel like I might poop.
The left, right. That's how you get them.
Left,
and
right.
And listen to Brendan's One Word Down podcast with Greg
One
Warren.
One Down. I got a new crossword puzzle podcast called One Down.
One Down. Check it out on iTunes.
Friday night, Greg, at 11 o'clock. We're going to do a new thing this week where we're taking questions that you might have for Greg or things you might want him to talk about. Just email FridayNightGreg@gmail.com and just email us with questions and stuff you want me to ask Greg or you want Greg to, you know, that might be fun for him to do. They don't have to be super structured, real loose, you know. Just
what do you mean super structured? It should have a period and a question mark.
Yeah, but I mean,
super
like,
structured.
Don't write like a sketch, is what I mean. Like,
oh, I thought you meant like try to get through the sentence.
No, I'm auditioning. I'm auditioning for it to be the musical guest this week.
This okay. week?
Yes.
We got a musical guest this week.
Who?
You got to audition for next week.
That's the
Connor,
great,
right?
Yeah, that. So you can do the following week. I think this is a great idea, though, to have you audition in the beginning of the show.
And then we see,
based on that performance, we see if we bring you on to perform.
I love that.
Excellent. Excellent.
I love that.
Yes.
All right, so
put that in the docket, Anthony.
I will. As promised, I'll do this last question. Brendan is up 2-0 on Greg, so
I am being lambasted, as
yeah,
I learned today.
So this one is for pride, Greg. This last question. Okay. What are Anthony's favorite boards in Crash Team Racing?
Buzz.
Favorite what?
Buzz. Greg buzzed. Oh, wait. I don't think we do a buzz on this. Well, let's do a buzz on this round because I feel bad. Greg, go.
I'm going to say the water board.
Show me the water board. Yes.
There's always a water board, and it's always the best. I never even played the game.
What's Crash Team Racing? What do you play it on?
PS4. I'm a proud PS4 owner.
Crash Team Racing? What do you do? What kind of racing is it?
It's like Mario Kart, but with different animals and like vegetables and stuff.
It's the no frill Mario Kart. They had to hire vegetables.
It's really good. It's really fun. And I think because everyone likes Mario Kart so much, they really went overboard with trying to make Crash Team Racing carve out its own identity. It's great. I'd recommend buying a PlayStation just for it, as I did.
What's the identity they found? What's the identity?
Vegetables.
It's, I don't know. It's a racing game. But it's very similar to Mario Kart. Oh, I don't know. No. Well, the identity is that they have so many levels. It's crazy. It might be too many, to be honest. But anyway, underwater board, you're right. And I just did calculations in my head. You actually can win the game.
I think he won. That's time for today.
Oh, I don't know.
Are we done? Is the podcast done?
On the board. There's still two more answers.
Well, I've never played the game.
Does it mean? All right, it's like Mario.
Wood board. I say wood board.
Wood.
Wood board. I mean,
like a forest or like planks?
He said water.
Yeah, there's a water. There's always a water board.
You're not wrong.
Oh, board, you meant level.
Yeah, like a track.
Oh, I thought you meant this was some sort of like wakeboarding racing game, like a different kind of. Oh, okay. Okay. How about the candy board?
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Show me the candy board.
He got
He stood up.
No, It's not up there, man. Damn.
All right. Back to me.
Back to Greg.
I'm going to put all my money. Give me the desert board.
Show me the desert board.
He just took something off the wall.
What? Nah, no, bro.
Okay. Right. How about the mountain snow zone?
Show me the mountain snow zone.
He's listening to the board now.
Now.
That would okay. I want to say what Brenda did there was such a slick move. He incorporated two boards into one.
Either one of them
mountain
could have been right.
And snow, he could have got him some points. So give me the asphalt fast one in a car.
Okay, show me the asphalt fast one in a car.
A cart on asphalt.
Okay.
Who's he talking to?
Yeah, no,
it's a crazy board. No real, not a solid answer. He has to decipher the wall, you know, like reading an old language.
Yes, he's like a archaeologist in an Egyptian pyramid.
The judges said we can't do it. Sorry.
Okay, how about the futuristic or space.
Uh-huh. Futuristic and or technically. No, I'm sorry.
I know it. For the steal, for 5 extra points. Yeah. This is a bonus question.
This is we're off air, but that's fine.
The contestants give themselves their own points. Classic game show.
The board, the quick board that gets everyone so horny so then you and Julia have sex.
I didn't think of that one.
I guess I know my answer then.
Yeah, but that's so funny and that's true. So I don't know. Yeah, I got to give you a point for that one. All right, so you guys tied in the end.
Were your favorite boards?
All right. He thinks it's electron something or other.
Hold on.
I don't get future. Is space for electron?
Why do you think there was such deliberation about when you said that?
I get it. Yeah.
And then what else we got? The one with the dinosaur.
There's electric and asphalt in both those boards.
I'm sorry to break this to you, but that's actually not true.
There's no asphalt.
There is asphalt, but the electron one, it's not technically asphalt.
There's electrons in asphalt.
I mean, sure.
He's right.
Crazy specific.
But wait a second.
Electrons and everything.
So I should have said electrons.
I mean, I guess. Also, no, it's called like Electric City or something. Electron something or other. That's what I meant.
That's got to be the future board. That's got to be the future board. What does it look like?
They don't make no reference about being in the future.
What does it look like? It's definitely the future board. Is there like lasers and shit?
I mean, there is, but they don't say that you're in the
future. That's a known future board. That's a known future board look.
Not all sci-fi happens in the future. Some of it happens in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago.
Yeah, and then there's the idea of the multiverse. If you really want to be technical, I believe it happens in Citadel City. That's what I normally read underneath. Before they start the race, Julia likes me to skip the intro part. I don't like to do that. I like to get a real lay of the land.
Feel the game, characters.
Yeah. But,
I have more questions before we go. One, who's in Crash Bandicoot? Because I only know Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
What other people, like if someone picks Crash, the other person's upset. Because they don't get to be Crash. Who are they, a vegetable? Who are the other people in the game?
The characters are pretty thin and you don't know any of them. I mean, one of them is just a polar bear. There's no real character work on him whatsoever. He's literally named Polar. He's just a polar bear. And obviously that is my character, as I like him a lot for his simplicity. But most of them are like Coco Bandicoot. It's people you don't know. It's a real knockoff brand of a game. But I swear to God, the gameplay and the levels are unbelievable. That's what I meant. They've made up for what they didn't have in Mario Kart with popularity with like a great game.
Wow.
And it's multiplayer online. So if you
I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah. If you buy it, we'll play together. It's so fun. And this goes out to anyone listening. If you want to play me in Crash Team Racing,
of course.
I don't know how, but
the dumbest game on PlayStation. He got the dumbest. He bought a PlayStation, $500. I don't know how much. And then to play it, bought the dumbest game they made. If anyone wants to play Air Simulator 2000, it was $7. 13 years old.
It's very
did I get any of the Drake missions, any of the Batman games, some things that were spent millions of dollars? No, he got the game they didn't finish because they didn't have enough characters.
It's so fun. It's really a good time.
Wait, what are the Drake missions? What game's that?
Uncharted.
Oh, I love Uncharted, man.
Yeah.
When I had mental problems, in between going back and forth to the mental hospital, I would play Uncharted. I would play God of War, and I would play what's the game where the guy's got the little girl with him?
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Those were
one of the best games ever made.
And then I played Skyrim. Those three games, four games, got me through. Plus a lot of fucking mental health help, but mostly those four games.
Yeah. a lot of zaps to the brain.
Yeah.
A lot of caring individuals and those four games.
Yeah. Yeah, but mainly those four games.
I wish they could zap the memory of Last of Us out of my brain so I could play it again.
I never played the second one.
There never was a second one.
Yes, there was.
They did like a side mission one, but The Last of Us 2 hasn't come out yet.
How could you?
I believe it has. Now, you're obviously the game expert compared to me, but I do believe it came out, and I don't think it was as good.
I would have owned it. I would have owned it.
You got to get it.
They had DLC.
I was looking at that game.
DeVito, should I just bring over a ton of games to your house that I beat?
I mean, if you want, but I'm pretty hooked on this. Yeah, okay, yeah, totally, man.
I already beat them. Dude, I got so – you can play Last of Us. You can play Batman. Dude, I have so – I don't have them. I may have 3 games. I got like 10 games. I got like
Last
games.
Of Us is amazing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like the best. I'm going to bring you over Resident Evil, Anthony, because you remember how scary it was on PlayStation?
No, I can't.
They just made it visually better. I had to turn it off because I got too scared.
Yeah, I can't, man. I can't have that game in my house.
But I want you to play it. Just try it.
I'll throw it. I'll hide it in the closet like I did Friday the 13th when I had it on Nintendo. I threw that game in the closet.
Here's the problem with bringing Anthony The Last of Us. Right?
And I didn't – can I say it's one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. I interrupted you. I apologize.
I didn't want Friday the 13th, the game, to know I would throw it out because then it would be mad at me.
And come back.
So I hid it in the closet as like a mild, you know, like, yeah, all right, this will do kind of – okay, great. All right, Brendan, go ahead.
You can't – I think the problem with bringing Anthony The Last of Us is it's like his favorite game is Crash Bandicoot Racing. So it's like
the level.
It's like you bring a filet mignon to a guy who just
to a dog
to guy
a
that
fucking
just
dog
loves eating dog food all day long, and he's gonna go, yeah, I guess. But I'm fine with it. I'll also eat the dog food. What do I care? The dog
this is
food's right in front of me.
Let me tell you why he thinks Crash Bandicoot's a great game. Because he's hasn't played a game in 30 years, and it works. Right? He's like, oh, this – I'm pushed left. This thing goes left. What else could I want? I'm going to bring him The Last of Us, and his life is going to change. He's going to go, I didn't know they were doing – I didn't know this could be this level of, like, shit.
That would happen, man. When we used to work at Apple, customers would tell me things about technology, and I would go, they could do that now? Say things about a computer, and I would go, that's crazy. Is that real? they'd be like, I need something that connects to this and can do that. And I was like, what? I don't think we have that. That hasn't come out yet.
That is absolutely how the customer – employee exchange is supposed to work. What? What the fuck? Hey, man, I'm not sure if my phone has been downloaded to the cloud or not. Can you check that? The cloud!
Yeah, that's exactly how it would go.
I love the guy.
Tell me more about this cloud. It's just on your phone? That's on all phones?
Is this an actual cloud?
Jesus.
Yeah, I guess you sell the car, you just walk over. The guy's like, can I get leather seats? No. No. And then you walk yeah. over, and the guy's like, there's leather seats in the car. Well, I'll be.
can you get leather? What are you, the Prince of Siam? It's yeah. never been done.
You know what? You should work here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should have been like, ah, no, I have a real job. That's why I need this wire. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to bring you Last of Us. Oh, all right.
All right.
Do we all have to go? All right.
No, I didn't really have to.